It's me, Mark Lloyd. The Mark Lloyd is actually talking to the rock.
Sit back, relax, and let this guy do all the thinking for you. Mark Lloyd.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on the Mark Lloyd Show. We do appreciate it each and every week. Another great Saturday show coming at you. A lot of stuff to get to in the world of sport and entertainment and a third and fitness. As we will have our fitness tip later on, along with our water check-in, our entertainment segment, which I'm very fired up about. Soda Bill's in the house. Soda, how are you?
Doing well. What's going on down there?
I am doing good on location again, so bear with us on the technical difficulties, if there is any. But what I hear is the setup here and there is sounding really good. Also, yep. Terminus Eric, your name is relevant once again. I'll explain why in a second. Am I right?
My name is always relevant.
Your name is always relevant. I like that, Simito Bill. Some confidence in the man.
Yeah, you know, they say confidence is sexy, and he's got loads of it.
There you go. Terminus is actually named after The Walking Dead, which came back in full force this past Sunday night. So we'll talk about The Walking Dead a little bit and all kinds of other stuff. The NFL... The football season in general has, I guess you could say, we talked about it last week, and now it kind of came to an end after the Super Bowl, then kind of signing day, and now it's kind of a little bit of a lull. And Simito Bill, are you like me? It's time to take a deep breath and relax a little bit on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah, you know, I mean, after it's all said and done and you get over the end result, I guess, the hangover, if you will, of ball being done for the season – you know, you start to look around and say, well, now there's some things I got to take care of and get done. And the honey-do list have been piling up.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And it feels good because I'm sure a lot of our fans out there in our audience, you know, can relate. It almost feels like we did have an appointment to watch football. So it's not a job because we enjoy doing it and everything, just like everybody else does, enjoys watching the games. But it did feel like at times like it was a job. Like we have an appointment at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock when the college football games kick off. We have to be in our seat and ready to go to watch that all the way till the 10 o'clock kickoff out on the West Coast. And then the NFL is kind of more of coming in and out but always being there for the Sunday night game and then Monday night football. And then there was Thursday night football. I mean, my gosh. It does start ruling your life, does it not?
Oh, yeah, it controls it pretty much.
Yeah, that's for sure. But now we have the NFL draft coming up. And similar to Bill, I kind of chuckle. Well, you and I have talked about this, how now famous Jameis Winston, the quarterback of the Florida State, is now pretty much the consensus number one pick on everybody's mock draft. Where just about a month ago, 2 months ago, people didn't have him up there, you know, had him at fifth or sixth or, you know, tenth. Whatever the case might be, all based on his off-field stuff that was going on. And I always laughed because I said, are you kidding me? He's the consensus number one pick for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. There's no way. If you're the Bucs, you take him for so many different reasons. And now there he is back up at the top. And what I like to see, you know, you and I, we never wavered on that, did we?
No. Are you kidding me? I mean, what did he really have to talk about? We talked about, a BB gun incident that, you know, most – kids might get involved in it. He's still, you know, at that time, technically, a young man, not at a certain age of maturity when that happened. And then you have a crab leg incident that, you know, has followed him around, of course. But he did his penance for that on the baseball field. So, you know, everything else being a myth or just allegations, what in the world do you want to do to the guy at this point? I mean,
well, I think the Bucs will come to the conclusion that you're saying.
Oh, are you kidding me? I mean,
don't talk to them. Like you and I have discussed off the air throughout the week. You know, they invested in the Mike Evans last year, the pick out of Texas A&M, the tight end out of University of Washington, Jenkins. They have some running backs. They have Vincent Jackson still there. So they have a lot of weapons, and they need a quarterback that can throw in the small windows that's extremely smart on the football field, and that's Winston. And Mariota's not even in the same league when it comes to that. They're talking about if Mariota runs a 4.40, a 4.440 at the combine, and all I'm thinking of is, yeah, that's done wonders for Robert Griffin, hasn't it?
Yeah, worked out for him well, didn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's just silly. So we have the draft coming up. And, oh, by the way, a side note is that Bucks cut McNown, which was a silly signing last year anyway because of Lovie Smith. So now they really have no quarterback other than, I'm forgetting his name out of NC State. Who I thought did a decent job at times. Sean.
I know.
He's just flipping my mind, but he's out of North Carolina State.
Yes.
Reserve and he's backup. The quarterback. But yep. Winston is the future. Plus, they'll be able to fill the seats and sell out Bucks Stadium. So that's kind of the NFL stuff that's going on when it comes to the draft. But now it's also free agent time, someone will build. And there's a lot of fantastic free agents out there about where they're going to end up. You know, do the Cowboys sign Dez Bryant? Do you pay all that money to a wide receiver? See, in my opinion, you pay your money for two things. Number one, bar none, is the quarterback. And number two, I personally think you dump your money into the offensive line.
Yeah.
Because if you have a great quarterback, he needs to be protected. Okay? So dump your money into the offense. As long as you have a quarterback, that quarterback, if he's great, then he will make players around him a heck of a lot better. And guys that are not, you know, $100 million wide receivers, guys like Julian Edelman, guys that don't get paid a ton of money, if you have a good quarterback, they can make something out of them. And I think that's exactly what teams should do when it comes to the free agent. But it is interesting. Do the Cowboys sign Dez? What happens with Adrian Peterson? Do the Vikings bring him back at a $13 million hit against their cap? You know, or does he go away and go to maybe the Dallas Cowboys if the Cowboys don't sign DeMarco Murray? You know, it's great. It's good fun.
Well, there's lots of options for these guys at this point. And, you know, as you said, one season comes to an end and another door opens to the pre-preseason, if you will, because here we are already talking about all these decisions that have to be made in the offseason. You know, combines coming up, everything looking really good, the draft ahead of that, and all these decisions that will impact, you know, the season that we love, which is, starts back again around August.
One more free agent, then I'm going to move on. But one guy that's interesting is that Sue, the defensive tackle for the Detroit Lions.
Yes.
I seriously doubt he's going back to Detroit. The place that the rumor that's circulating is, could you imagine if he went to Seattle?
Oof.
And lined up with that defense, Bennett and Sue in the middle? Holy smokes, with those linebackers and with that secondary, good Lord. Pencil them in to deepen to the playoffs again. I mean, oh my goodness. And they're a perfect example. They will go out and get some kind of a playmaker, but it doesn't have to be a Calvin Johnson type playmaker where you give them $80 million, you know, $100 million. The Cardinals have an issue with Larry Fitzgerald. What are they going to do? Are they going to give him $16 million? You know, that's a lot of money to give. Also, let's move on. Someone will go, sticking with football, though, and kind of college basketball, because March Madness is coming, right? And people are all talking about the different teams that are on the bubble, and it's a very exciting time for college basketball. And I do love March Madness, just like you do, just like Terminus Eric. So we love March Madness. But in my opinion, that's why the college football playoff should stay, at least right now, should stay at four teams. We've discussed it. You know, do you go to eight? People want to go to 16, et cetera, et cetera. But by sticking at four, we had such great drama with well-known teams, branded teams out there, that you start expanding, that then you fall into the March Madness bubble stuff where it doesn't really mean anything. It just doesn't. Nobody gives really two craps if Valparaiso gets in the tournament or not outside of the people that cheer for Valpo. You know what I mean? So we don't want – I just don't see it being exciting for college football when it comes to that regard. That's why if you keep it small, and you keep it, season stays relevant when you have a football playoff of four teams, because who wants to see a two or three loss team getting into the playoffs when it comes to college football? I mean, I don't. What about you, Stephon Bill?
I mean, we see that at the pro level. You know, we see really weird stuff at the pro level where you can almost have a team with a losing record, you know, make it through the playoffs. That's scary. You know, at least when they start out.
But you know what, though? Let me stop you right there. You're spot on, but in my opinion, it's completely different because it's the NFL.
Yeah,
and
true.
All teams. Yeah, obviously, teams. Some teams are better than others, but it's still the NFL.
Right.
It's not Alabama against Marshall or Florida State against Ball State. You know what I mean? That could get
correct.
In there.
Correct.
You know, it's just there's you. Ball State will not beat Florida State. You know, Marshall was not going to be in Alabama. I don't care what anybody says.
No.
The Carolina Panthers with the losing record, they could beat the Seattle Seahawks. And people would say, wow, I didn't expect that. But it wouldn't be, oh, my God, the upset of the year.
Right. No, you know, you're right. You're right about, I mean, you know, used to be, I mean, way back before they had the way they have, you know, wound up this thing in the playoffs, we didn't have chances when you were going to get one loss, you were out of the running, you know, early on sometimes. Now, what's the bar? Two losses now, maybe?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. All right, when we come back, we will discuss a kind of a hot button right now in Major League Baseball. Yes, we'll talk a little baseball here, but I'll put a nice twist on it. When we come back here on the Mark Lloyd Show, stay with us. Well, it
filters through. You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's gonna make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
If you have something to add to the show, it better be as interesting as Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. Thanks for hanging with us. We are brought to you by, and we are protected by, our good friends over at Fraud Protection Network and the Rapid Pro Real-Time Identity Theft Protection Program. Folks, start protecting your identity right now, like some of the Bill does, like I do, like Terminus Eric. Give them a call. You won't regret it. 855-203-0683. And start protecting yourself, your family, your friends today. Or you can visit the website, some of the Bill at
FraudProtectionNetwork.com.
You're absolutely right. Now, one guy that might need a little protection when he shows up to the clubhouse, but it sounds like everything is going okay from what some of his teammates are saying right now, and that is Alex Rodriguez. Okay, we know A-Rod is a lightning rod, right? With the whole PEDs, steroids, he's just a mess. And nobody really likes him at all. However, it seems like the Yankees have no choice, Somerville, but to take him back. And so, you know, he comes back to the Yankees. And where I'm going with this is that if you're a Yankee fan, I've spoken to many Yankee fans, and they cannot stand the guy. They can't stand the guy. I mean, he represents so many bad things about baseball, yet he's such a talented player. He's lied so many times. So, but he's going to be on your team. So just on that premise alone, how do you view that situation? How would you view it if you were a Yankee fan? A-Rod comes up to the plate. What are you doing? Are you cheering for him because he does play for your, let's say, your beloved Yankees and you're a fan? Do you just sit on your hands and you're indifferent? Or do you cheer for him because he is playing for your team? You know what I mean? Where do you fall on something like that?
You know, that's tough. These days, you know, back in the day when there wasn't the you know, in and out of free agency and, you know, short-ended contracts, if you will, you know, you kind of had to deal with your monsters, if you will, on your own team. And you accepted them as part of, you know, part of the team. And but they're your monster, you know. No one else can say anything about them. You can say what you want as a fan, but, you know, no one else can. So in this situation, wow. You know, he went from being one of the most endearing guys when he first, you know, came in and was a monster in a different way, just mashing the ball all over the place, to now kind of an enigma. You know, he's you got a great talent, you know, obviously, but where does it come from? You know, was it all him, or was it, you know, just, you know, performance-enhancing drugs? You know, but it definitely brings...
What I want to know is that if you're a Yankee fan, are you cheering for him? Are you booing him? Or are you indifferent and you don't care what he does? Because then I could paint a... go ahead, tell me that part.
Right.
What do you do?
I mean, at this point, he's your guy. You know, he steps up and crushes one out of the park. You're definitely not going to, you know, turn your back and give thumbs down or give him a Bronx boo, I don't think.
Okay, so you're cheering for him. So that makes it even easier. Because if you weren't cheering for him, then my question is, what happens when he comes up in that crucial, say they make the playoffs, right? And you need A-Rod to get a hit here to advance in the playoffs. So you need A-Rod to get a hit here to win the game that's going to get you into the playoffs. Or even, if you're more fortunate, the World Series. I guess he's your guy again. So what we're saying is that winning, no matter what the case is, don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about a murderer or something silly like that wouldn't be on the team for the most part, you would think. Then again, you never know. so with those situations, winning is more important, and your team is more important than who plays on it.
I mean, look at it this way. You know, you're with him regardless. There's no other decision to be made. He's going to play. So you either want to become the forgiving guy and say, you know what, guy made a mistake, finally realized it, you know, now we're just going to have to put it behind us and move on. Or you just sit there like you said and just, you know, sit on your hands and when he comes up, hey, hopefully he, you know, does something good for us, but I'm not going to cheer for him, but I'm just going to kind of, you know, wink, wink, he's on our team.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, so because there's other examples out there. Now A-Rod is a good example because it's relevant right now. But when I started thinking about this, and I'll bring it back to, you know, our state of Florida with some of our college football teams. So Steve Spurrier is the head coach at South Carolina, right?
Uh-huh.
But he was the head coach at the University of Florida.
Right.
So for your the Gator fans that you know, it's a mixed bag once again. Some of them like him still. Some of them don't like him. When they play each other, and I don't think anybody's rooting for Spurrier to do well either at South Carolina.
It's an interesting observation. There was a time maybe when certain people were coaching at Florida that they didn't mind seeing Steve come up there and roll him once in a while just to show that coach shouldn't be in there. But you don't like to see your guy come back and embarrass you in your house. Surely not.
But do you now dislike the guy. I know South Carolina's on an arch rival. Okay, put it this way.
Put it this way. Yeah, we got an example. What if Mark Richt rolled in here with Georgia to play FSU? What would you?
Yeah, but he's not. That's an assistant coach, and I know he was a great one for Florida State.
Right.
And he's been a great coach for the University of Georgia. But there's no assistant coaches. There's no like endearing quality to the point where you've just fallen in love with them, unless it's like, I don't know, maybe a few NFL. I don't even that.
Well, right.
An example I was going to give you is what happens if you're a Florida State fan, you can't stand the Gators, Spurrier's there, State Bowden retired and Spurrier became the head coach at Florida State. What would you do?
Wow. If Spurrier became the head coach of Florida State?
And the reason I say that, because it happened. Remember, yeah. Nick Saban was the head coach at LSU.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And now he's at Bama, and that's one heck of a rivalry. Bama,
oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. There's no love lost there.
And to top it off, Saban won the ultimate goal at LSU, and he won a national championship. Now he's at Bama, keeping you from winning a national championship. So you go from loving Saban to now do you absolutely just hate the guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting, you know, in the future when, you know, Florida, well, again, he went to an assistant coach, but you had a head coach going to the other team now, coaching defense. He's going to come back against the Gators there at some point. That's going to be interesting, but you're right. The head coaching stuff, if you will, the, you know, head coach jumping to another head coaching position, especially in the same league, that's pretty strong apples to tolerate.
Yeah, I mean, here's another example. My brother, Florida State alumni, like you, always loved the Cowboys also, okay? Obviously, if he's a Florida State alumni, really, really dislikes the University of Miami. I can remember when Jimmy Johnson became the head coach for the Cowboys. And I asked him, and I was like, wow, now Jimmy Johnson is your head coach. By the way, Emmitt Smith is your running back. And you don't like the Gators either. And
Michael Irvin.
And Michael, there you go. I'm sorry. Yeah, Michael Irvin. He was he was still a fan of the Cowboys, but nowhere nearly as passionate. So for him, he was like, you know, if they win, that's fine. If they don't, oh well. So it does kind of, I mean, I think it's to each his own, right? I mean, everybody would view it differently. I view it differently from if it was college to college, I'd have a real problem with it. But when it starts coming to the NFL and maybe you're cheering for whatever team it is and they draft. How about this? How about you're a Buccaneer fan and you're also a diehard Gator fan?
Yeah. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Now you got to cheer possibly for Jameis Winston.
Yeah. I mean, you know, those are the things, you know, you got to remember, I mean, to a small scale, it happens in high schools, but in high schools, doesn't seem to be as real rivalry when everybody breaks up and goes off to different places and they play against each other. There's still a little camaraderie there. Everybody's like, hey, yeah, we all played at Dillard, or we all played at Hillsborough, we all played at, wherever, you know. But you're right, from college to pro, it you know, there's still that loyalty where we were all at the U, or we were Noles, or we were Gators, whatever it might be. But, you know, it is tough for the fans' perspective. I guess you really have to just look at it as now they've moved on to a different regime, a different unit. And would you rather have those guys on your team than playing against you? Probably would, you know? Look at what Dallas did.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think also what comes into play is just how big of a personality are we talking about? And that's what really, I think, comes into play, too, is, you know, Michael Irvin was a huge person. Jimmy Johnson, a huge personality.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Emmitt Smith had a personality, not as big as those guys.
Right.
But obviously, Nick Saban, Jimmy. So you go down the list, and you wonder, Jameis Winston has a big personality.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's going to be Jameis, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And so you're going to have, it would be the same thing. Is if, but I'm trying to think of a recent big personality, Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Going to play for the Denver Broncos. And let's put it in perspective. I know it's a reach here, but still, they used some of the, as a Florida State fan, where with you know, you're a giant Denver Bronco fan.
Right.
You know, were you jumping up and down out of your seat when Tebow, you know, threw the pass and led the team down there for the victory against the Steelers in the first round of the playoffs?
Are you kidding? I mean, he beat my Steelers.
Yeah, but we have to act like you're a Bronco fan. And now Tim Tebow, the guy that pounded.
Yeah, well, you know what? I will say this. As bad as it's going to sound, I even though they beat my Steelers, I was like, wow, Tim Tebow just did that. Bravo, Tim Tebow, you know? Wow.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay. So, and I think it does. I think it goes back to the personality.
Yeah, it does.
Because Tebow is such a nice guy, and he has such good morals, and at least as of today, right?
I mean,
we have never heard anything.
Nope.
He seems like generally like he's just a really, really
down-to-earth
really
good guy.
Down-to-earth good guy. So it's like you can accept that a little bit more, right?
Oh, of course. But if it was somebody else, we'd be mad.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about another revered NFL player that has a big decision to make. And so we'll get into that when we come back here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Coming up next.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
This is Bill Bassett
and Eric Sweeney
with Bassett Promotions, producers of The Mark Lloyd Show. Want to put your brand with a proven winner? Outstanding advertising and sponsor opportunities are currently available for The Mark Lloyd Show. Give us a call at 877-738-3681, and we'll discuss ways to get your company on the airwaves right here where Tallahassee comes to talk on the all-new Freedom 93 FM.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. You know, in football, the quarterback depends on his best offensive lineman to protect his blind side. But let me ask you a question. Who's got your back, huh? Who's protecting your identity? You hear the stories daily. Retailer after retailer having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. So how do you keep from being sacked? Well, now we have our own version of the Steel Curtain. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. And it's a beast, baby! Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring. It's real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff. Award-winning member service support and a $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, you can't afford to lose.
It's the Mark Lloyd Show. We come at you each and every Saturday. We would like to thank each and every one of you for hanging out with us. Talking sports, you can always chat with us. The way to do it is via Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show, or visit the Facebook page, Mark Lloyd Show, and the website, MarkLloydShow.com. Also, we always like to give a big shout-out and a thanks to Fraud Protection Network for protecting the Mark Lloyd Show and protecting our identity as well. Give them a call at 855-203-0683. Ask them about the Rapid Pro Real-Time Identity Theft Protection Program, the same one the Mark Lloyd Show uses, or you can visit them at the website,
FraudProtectionNetwork.com.
You named it, my man. All right, so before we went to break, I mentioned a big-time NFL player has a decision to make. As of when we're doing this show, there's still no word. and that's Peyton Manning. What's he going to do? Is he going to come back and play for the Broncos? Most likely he is. I heard that he's working out in Louisiana with, you know, whatever his quarterback guru specialist is. So it sounds like Manning's coming back. But here's, you know, some of the, here's the tough question is that if you're a fan of Peyton Manning, and I am, I'm a fan of his. I've always liked him. I think he's a great guy for everything that he does on and off the field. But I have to admit, sometimes I get a little sad the second half of the season watching him play because he wasn't the same Peyton Manning that I know, that everybody knows. And so as much as you want, as much as I want to see him come back and go for another Super Bowl and play for the Denver Broncos, there is a part of me that says, boy, I wish you'd walk away. I don't want to see you perform so bad that you just look average when all I can remember is how great you are. Is that silly? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it's like you don't want to see the leftovers. You know, it's like, okay,
yeah.
It's great when it comes out of the oven. It's hot, fresh, tastes great, looks perfect. And you cut into it a little bit, and after a little bit of chewing and all this other stuff, you got leftovers. And they, you know, they can taste pretty good, but they're never as quite as good as they were when they came out of the oven. You know, Peyton's getting, you know, to that time frame, if you will, in his career that, let's just face it, he's thrown a lot of balls. He's done a lot of things. He's been the great QB that he has been over all these years, and now it's just, you know, getting to the time where you have to make tough decisions, you know, and it's hard for people to walk away from it.
No, there's no doubt. But you're right. That's a good analogy. I love that analogy, is that, you know, fresh out of the oven, you know, it stays good all day, but then, you know, when you heat it up the next day, there's something not as good. And when you keep on heating it up over day after day after day, then by the last day, you're kind of like,
sick. Geez,
I feel sorry. Yeah, exactly.
Makes you sick.
And so I want him to come back. I really do. But, boy, I just don't want to see the ball just floundering through the air. I don't want to hear the criticism every single week about his arm strength, how he has no arm strength. I want you to think back. It doesn't matter what sport it is, where somebody that you remember being just awesome, just great, at a different level, or maybe he's just one of your favorite players, and he was always really, really good. But he was one of those guys that didn't know when to stop. He didn't know what else to do. So people kept on paying him. He kept on coming back. And he just, you know, he was a shell of himself. And it was almost borderline embarrassing. Like some of those passes last year Peyton Manning was throwing, it was just embarrassing. They were just kind of floundering. They were ducks going through the air. One guy that, you know, I've always, he has millions of fans. I was always a huge fan of Primetime, Dion.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he was so awesome with the Falcons, with the Cowboys, and with the Niners. And then, next thing you know, he's embarrassing himself, in my opinion, with the Redskins and the Ravens. It was just awful. Just awful. It's like, wow, you used to shut down that side of the field, and now they just throw at you because, I mean, you can't help it. You know,
yeah.
You're 35. And you're a defensive back. And so, you know, I thought of him. Have you thought of anybody?
Probably one that came to mind in recent history was number four, Brett Favre. Back when he was, you know, kept bouncing and bouncing. Even he got into trouble there for something else. But he was really, I mean, he had done most of what he could do. He himself would start out the beginning of camp wondering if he really wanted to be there or not, or if he should be there. And it was just such a soap opera around it. And it wasn't, you know, the old Brett that used to just be the gunslinger that you used to see all the time on the field. And it was something, you know, really to the point now it was getting like, okay, it's time to go. You know, we don't want to see you get banged up anymore. And that's one that comes to mind. You know, I would almost say, and this is more personal because we kind of know him, but Emmett, you know, after he got injured, having, you know, going out to Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah. And that was weird to see him out of you know, even though I wasn't a Cowboys fan, I was always, you know, an Emmett fan because he comes from my high school, and
sure.
and personally, you know him. He's a good cat, and but you know, to see him, you know, love the fact that he got the record because, you know, back in the day when we watched him as a high school guy, no one gave him any credit. Thought he was going to be too slow, not big enough. You know, we always knew he was going to be great. Didn't know he'd be that great, but it was, you know, wow. I mean, he got that record, you know, took it away from another great running back, Walter Payton. And so, I mean, but, you know, seeing people move to different levels and then not be where they were because of deteriorating, you know, issues or, you know, injuries, it's really, really hard to watch. It's almost like boxing. You know, there's boxers that should get out of sport. And they just don't want Roy Jones, another great example from Pensacola. Just,
you know what? You know? That's so weird, Seminoleville, is that some guys that I started coming to mind were boxers, you know, because that's where it's really. And,
very evident there. When you lose your skills there, it can really just literally kill you, you know?
And on top of that, the boxing thing becomes painful because now you're feeling awful because the guy's getting his face pounded in. And you're going, dude, that is not healthy.
No,
you know, somebody has got to step in and say no more. And you can even see that with a sport like football too, where somebody steps in and says, "Listen, I know you want to play, but you can't. One shot.
Yeah,
and,
you're done.
I mean, you're a shell of yourself that you have to, you know."
Well, I mean, where do you think, you know? And this is kind of parlays off your question to use your old Vegas term. What sport do you think lends itself to hiding that deterioration better than others? I mean, it's certainly not, we just mentioned boxing. You pretty well see it real quick. You've lost, you know, this skill. You've lost this jab. You're not quite as fast anymore. You may have to move in a different class. But what sport to you, you know, me asking you a question now, what do you see there?
Two come to mind. But it's specific positions in a way.
Right.
And here's one, is that a wide receiver in the NFL is that you can adjust. Maybe you used to stretch the field, right? You used to take the top off. That's what your game plan was.
Right.
You could adapt Seminoleville and become that slot receiver that we're no longer concerned how fast you run. It's all about possession. So now the skill comes back to what you have already and being able to catch the football, be reliable. So you do that 5-yard route, catch the ball, and you go down. Basically, you know, you turn around and try to run, but they're going to catch you now. It's no big deal. But I think you can do as long as you're not taking shots to the head. We're going with just
who comes to mind. Who comes? I mean, now you just do that at me. That my mind. I know he didn't. I don't think he really moved around as much, but maybe Rice in his later in his career, he was a. You know, he went from being he became more of a possession type, but he just didn't drop the ball. He always had great. Ran routes very well, even though, you know, he had lost a step or two, but he still could catch the football, you know?
That's a really good one. And some guy that's playing right now in the NFL that comes to mind is a Reggie Wayne.
Right,
The Colts.
Yeah.
You know, he no longer, you saw him, he had caught that one ball and the guy caught him from behind. But he had to adjust, and he became more of a possession wide receiver, and he's still extremely relevant in the NFL. Now, the other sport is... Baseball is interesting because you start moving. If you're, say you're a 5-tool player, right? So you can do it all. Well, there's an evolution. There's the arc in baseball. You start off and let's say a catcher, right? You start off, you're the catcher.
Right.
You're a great hitter. The next thing you know, time wears on, they move you to first base.
Yeah, that's right.
Am I right?
But yeah, okay. Fisk, way back in the day.
Very good. Yeah, go down the list.
Right.
And then once that starts going, but you could still hit, then you make sure you play in the American League, and now you become a DH.
There you go.
All we're concerned about is your bat. We're not looking for you to steal bases, so you get a base hit or you get a home run.
Right.
And there's your evolution. Now, there are certain positions that there is no area for your skills being diminished. One of them, I truly think, is a pitcher.
Right.
You know what I mean? Once your skills are going, they're going to rock you, and you no longer have a job.
Correct.
That's that.
Correct.
Boxing, as you mentioned it, I don't think that there's any, once those skills are gone, any longevity at all. You know, I think, believe it or not, like a cornerback. Now, sometimes they can move you from defensive back to safety, right, Seminoleville?
Yeah, where you're not really tested as much with the wheels as you are with just being reacting and being in the right spot.
Exactly, with your knowledge and reacting and being in the right spot. Yeah, so you're spot on to that. And then NBA is kind of tough. You could come in and play a few minutes, but that's kind of a tough position because you no longer can run up and down the court. So now you're kind of a liability. You know, that means that at one point, either you're not going to be on offense or you're not going to be on defense because you can't make it up and down the court as fast as the rest of the guys. I don't think there's a big leeway when it comes to that. So I know we kind of got off topic a little bit, but yeah, so it's an interesting choice for Peyton Manning. Real quick, before we move on to it, but do you hope Peyton Manning comes back?
Reality wise, I want to see him one more year because he deserves to go out in a good way. He deserves to have a tour, so to speak, and go out in a good way. Just like when Cal went out, you know, Ripken for baseball. I mean, you want to see him have that acknowledgement because he deserves it.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. He would love to go out as his boss, John Elway, right?
Yeah, certainly.
And then quickly walk away. All right, I wanted to get to this before we got to go to break. And coming up, we have our entertainment segment, our fitness tip, and also the water check coming up in next segment. But I wanted to get to this real quick. Jackie Robinson West, that's the Little League team, Seminole Bill, that won the World Series
last year. Right.
Well, they were stripped of their title because their coach cheated and rezoned, like, the area, and in return was able to grab kids from different areas that weren't allowed to be on this team. And he put together this
monster team.
I don't know.
Yeah.
This super team in order to compete. Now, there's a part of me that says, well, who cares? As long as they're of age and they're not older than anybody else and they meet those requirements, I could care less where they come from. You know, what does that have to do? I don't know. There's a part of me that says that. But then on the other hand, I do get it. If you're representing Altamont Springs, Florida,
right,
and you have kids from, you know, Seminole County or different cities, you know, Longwood and Lake Mary on it, that should be on it, then that isn't fair because those aren't the rules.
Yeah.
So they have been stripped of their title. Is that the music I hear coming?
You got it.
All right, so I'm going to touch on this when we come back from another side of the break. I know we're going to take one Terminus Eric Hussein break. So we'll do that right when we come back right here on the Mark Lloyd Show.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
And now, a man that knows everything, Mark Lloyd.
That music. Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. We're brought to you by Fraud Protection Network. Our good friends over there, give them a call. Ask them about the Rapid Pro Real-Time Identity Theft Protection Program. Their phone number is 855-203-0683. Does that sound like a robot, Seminole Bill?
Pretty much. That was a good one.
Yeah. And do the website robot style.
Fraudprotectionnetwork.com.
There you go. That was different. Okay. I like it. So we're going to talk a little Walking Dead coming up. 15.8 million people tuned in. Wow.
That's a lot.
That's just incredible, the number that they get as a cable show. So we'll get into that. Before we went to break, though, as I mentioned, Jackie Robinson was stripped of the title. And I don't want to get into the ins and outs, but if it is wrong, then that's the price you pay. And if it's not fair, it's not fair. It's so funny, though. Jesse Jackson comes out and says, now the punishment is too harsh. It's like, good Lord, Jesse, just stop. Stop. You and Al. Just stop butting your nose into everything just to get your name out there. It's just awful.
Pimping ain't easy.
That's true. Here's something that I wanted to bring up, though, with it. Somerville, do you remember, or can you remember, when you played Little League or Pop Warner football or something,
mm-hmm.
when they had, you know, age restrictions,
yes,
and also weight restrictions and everything,
yes.
and that you had to be a certain age, and you had to be a certain weight when it came to football. But baseball is more of like a certain age, and you playing in, minor league or T-ball, whatever the case is, and it's for 9 and 10-year-olds. Can you ever recall, because I can, the kid that you swore, it's like, are you sure, Coach? That kid should be out there? I remember playing in, I think it's called Major League. I was probably 10 years old. And I remember looking at the other team, and there was a kid on the other team named Keon. And my brothers can attest to this. Dude looked like he was 18 years old. I swore he drove to the park. And he must have been throwing the ball 80 miles an hour. And the plate, remember, at Major League Baseball,
yeah, it's very
you know,
cool.
or whatever it was called, minor yeah. league, or whatever it was, the plate's like 30 feet away.
Yeah.
That ball must have been, he was throwing 80. It looked like it was coming in at 120 miles an hour.
Yep.
And there was so much controversy. I remember them, our coach, demanding from the league president to go check his dental records because there's no way that dude should be playing against all of us. He was 2 feet taller, and it looked like he was shaving already when most of us are hanging out in the fifth grade.
Yeah.
And this guy looks like he's a sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
Do you ever have any stories like that?
Yeah, you know, in a weird way, you know, back when I played the baseball sports, I guess you would say, you know, I grew up in Clearwater when I was younger. I'd play down there for a regular season and also play the, you know, you got to play private school if you're, you know, playing for your school team. But then I would actually go up to Carolina and play summer ball. My parents had a hotel motel up in the Carolinas. We'd do a run. And I got to play summer ball back before it was ever something that you actually did. It was just their season was at that time. And
okay.
people would always question, you know, we actually lived in a certain place up there. We had to drive 30 miles literally to go to the ballpark. But they would, you know, because I was from Florida and you know, there was residency, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, we could prove that. But the older, up there it was really weird because it was in the mountains. And you did have some people, you'd be like, that guy's really, really big. I mean, is he really, I mean, does he really have a birth certificate that says he's, 12, you know? God.
And at that age, Seminole Bill, man, that's intimidating.
Oh,
I mean, it is.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't bother me back in the day, but, you know, you see a guy that, you know, he's like 6'3", and you're 12, and, you know, you're grooving a fastball. You're like, is this guy going to knock it back up the middle and bust my teeth, you know?
You're absolutely right. Oh, and even at that age, I was the pitcher. I always wanted to pitch. I swear, this is no lie. I was probably the only kid at that level, you know, so a small level, that I had no desire to bat. I just wanted to pitch.
Right.
If they could have used a DH on me, I even asked, this coach, can't you just DH? I don't want to go up there.
Right.
I mean, all I kept on thinking is that dude's going to hit me in the face with the ball because I just struck him out. I just wanted to pitch. I didn't want to ever bat. But I thought of that with this Jackie Robinson West thing. I thought back to those days, and that's why it's a shame what happened with him and everything.
Yeah,
one other thing. Before we get to our fitness tip, I don't want to run out of time, is that, you know what, I'm going to bring it up, but we'll talk about it on next week's show, but I want to bring it up because it is the anniversary this week of Buster Douglas against Mike Tyson.
Wow.
And so it's a fantastic topic because so many things came out of that fight, but also it brings up just memory for all of us sports fans about moments like that and where we were and
Whew.
Moments happened in our lifetime who we watched on television. I'm not talking about stuff that we saw highlights of years past, but actually was during our time. So actually we'll get into that next week because we still have a lot to do before we close out the show. We have our fitness tip, and this is a good one, Somerville.
I need a good one.
It is. It's about the core, once again, because it's really important as everybody gets older to work on your core. And when it comes to doing sit-ups are a good thing. I know there's so many different ways to work your core, but I kept on reading, and they said that doing sit-ups is really good. However, do not lock your feet in under something. That is not good. That could hurt your lower back. So just do a sit-up if your feet aren't locked in anywhere, if you're able to do those, or do it on like a medicine ball, you know, the yoga ball.
Right.
You can do sit-ups
right.
on that. Or here's a good one, Seminoleville, is that for those, roll up a towel under your lower back because you're stretching out your abs a little bit more, and it's a longer, what they're saying, it's a longer stretch form, and that's even better to do it like that. But do not lock your ankles in, okay? Don't put them under the bed or anything like that.
Okay. Well, and you know, as the core becomes a little rounder these days, you know, need some help. But hey, that's okay. I'm gonna have to remember that one.
Well, you know what? You're helping yourself though every day now. Some of the one thing you've turned around, and it's time for a water check.
Yes, let's go.
The crack one open, Thurman. There we go. Here we go. Each and every week, we tell you to make sure you're drinking lots of water. It's extremely important. Drink at least, you know. Try to drink a gallon a day, if that's possible, or at least 100 ounces. Right now, Seminole Bill, we're doing the show a little bit later. So I am already at 74 ounces. So I'm just rolling.
Wow.
When we're doing the show, 74 ounces already. You're not even close to that, are you?
I'm at 62.
You know, that's what I said, Seminole Bill, is that you've improved so much on the water drinking, it's ridiculous. Are you feeling better too? Do you feel a little bit better?
I do. The water's definitely helped. Like I said, I just got to get a little bit better with a few other things, and I'll hopefully be back on track.
Yeah, that's called exercising and eating healthier. So
yes.
Those are two other things. Let's move on to the man who has a relevant name once again, Terminus Eric.
Is he relevant in the water check?
Are you drinking enough water to support, say, somebody like Rick on The Walking Dead, or are you drinking enough water that supports the zombies that try to kill you?
Probably neither.
So you're in between? What are you at? That sounds... I've been
stuck on my Tropicana, Tropicana kick.
Shameless plug.
That's Tropicana. Well, we need to get them for a sponsor first.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you can talk
exactly.
about it. What, fruit punch?
So how many ounces of water are you
at? Not water. Whatever's in the Tropicana, that's what I'm drinking. However much water's in there. But
he
I'm drinking plenty of glasses a day.
Seminole Bill, is he confused? This is the water check.
I know. You know what? I think there was a time when he started to try to take Spanish, and he thinks that Tropicana is Spanish for water.
Well, it's
agua.
It's better than soda.
That's true. There you go. It is better than soda. It has lots of sugar, but it is better than soda. So we got that going for us. All right. Well, we will bring Terminus Eric back into the talk now because did you guys watch Walking Dead last Sunday?
Yeah,
definitely.
Wow. How about that? The reason the show is number one is because of the writing and not scared to kill off major stars. So if you think back now, guys, we ended last season on The Walking Dead with Beth dying, major star. We start off this year with Tyrese, another major star, dying. So back-to-back episodes with major stars. That was were you guys shocked?
Yeah. A little bit shocked on that one.
A little bit shocked on that one. Are you kidding me? Did you not think that he was going to survive once they cut his arm off?
I had a feeling.
We thought he was.
I had a feeling somebody was going to die, though, that episode. There was a lot of...
I heard it was going to be a whopper of an episode, you know, before it didn't read any spoilers or anything like that. But I heard it was going to be a great episode. But I thought for sure that he was going to live. And so I was just completely blown away. And here's another reason why I like the show. Is that they've made us really like the characters. So when Tyrese died, I was like, wow, that really sucks. I was a big fan of his. He was one of my favorite characters on the show. But
he's gone.
I have this feeling that they're going to get rid of everybody this season because the new season is supposed to, they're doing all the cast over. So I don't know. I hope not, but you never know.
Yeah, that's true. You don't know. That's for sure. All right. Thanks for hanging with us this Saturday. We appreciate it. For Seminole Bill and Terminus Eric, I'm Mark Lloyd. We will talk to you next week. See you, everybody.
Yeah.